Lenders filed 1,224 foreclosure petitions to the Massachusetts Land Court in December, 118% increase from the 561 petitions filed in December 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Cassidy Murphy, the editorial director of the Warren Group. Cassie, thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome, Ian.
So December was the 22nd consecutive month of double-digit year-over-year increases, but the 1,224 petitions still fall far short from the numbers Massachusetts saw during the foreclosure crisis the last decade. For example, there were 2,724 foreclosure petitions filed in December 2007. So what's going on here, Cassie?
Well, Ian, there are a lot of explanations for what's going on right now. So if you go back a couple of years to 2012, 2013, there was an artificially suppressed number of foreclosures happening. So lenders basically just said, we have no idea what's going on. We don't know how to do this right. We're just not going to do it until we get some guidance from the feds and from the states and even from the towns in some cases. So for 2 years, just about, there just wasn't much going on in the foreclosure industry. And then in 2015, there was a lot more clarity for the lenders. They felt a lot better about proceeding with the legalities of the foreclosures. And so they started up again.
Overall, in 2015, there were 11,767 petitions filed, and that was a 55% increase from the 7,588 filed in 2014 across Massachusetts. There were double-digit gains year-over-year in every county except Dukes, but the biggest growth in foreclosure starts seemed to come in the western counties. Hampton had 55.8%, Worcester had 61.4%, Franklin had 65.5%, Berkshire, 68.1%, Hampshire County, 72.7%. So, Cassie, what does that indicate to you, that the western half of the state saw some significant growth in foreclosure starts?
Well, the western half of the state overall, taken in aggregate, is less wealthy than the eastern half of the state. It doesn't have the same kind of job hubs that the eastern half of the state does, obviously, since it doesn't have Boston. So the area, I think, overall fell harder in the recession, struggled harder to come back. I think that a lot of those foreclosures would have happened much earlier, again, if not for the struggles that lenders were having. And I just think that those particular homeowners have utterly reached the end of their ropes, and this is the end result, and we're just seeing it happen a little later than it would have normally.
So with all of these petitions happening, they eventually turn into foreclosure deeds. What effect will all of these foreclosed properties coming onto the market have in 2016?
Well, as part of the response to the recession, the process from petition to deed takes a very long time, between a year and five quarters. So when they start to hit the market is a little iffy. It will probably come in just around the spring market, but that is when the deeds will happen. So it'll take a while for those to come to market. It's most likely that these properties will go to investors, but all real estate is local, and what could happen in a particular town, even with the same numbers, could be completely different from what happens in another town with the same numbers. I mean, it absolutely depends on location, and it depends on what the housing market in the rest of the town is doing. It depends on whether or not those foreclosures are clustered in one place and who owns them and how long it takes to get them back to the market. So it's very difficult to say with any sort of broad view what this will mean for the state market. And very specifically, we could take a look, but it's very hard to say overall.
Great. Thank you, Cassie. Thank you for joining me, and thank you to all of you for listening. For the most up-to-date listings of foreclosure petitions, auctions, and deeds, I would recommend that you check out bankerandtradesman.com, or you could always pick up a copy of the actual newspaper. That would work, too. For more information on how the Warren Group's data can help you or your business, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon. Mm-hmm.